You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 7 and 8. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask Him. You may have heard us say severally that you can never pray correctly until you know the Word of God. It is the Word of God that teaches us how to pray. If we do not learn from the Word, how are we going to pray correctly? It is actually the deception of Satan to give emphasis to prayer and neglect the Word of God. But it will look like it is spiritual. It is not. You see many churches and preachers today, they tell you, let's pray about it. Some of them will even wake up and do programs 6 a.m. for you to come and pray. One day, I had opportunity to just hear a snippet of some of the prayers they pray in the morning. And I can tell you, with all sense of responsibility, according to the Word of God, everything I had within that short time was just a pure waste of time. It has nothing to do with Scripture. In my heart, I was like, don't these people understand that God is not listening to this prayer? But they will pray it. They will bring people to come and give testimony. And people will share their post. And they keep doing that. And everybody have a sense that they are praying. It is only the Word of God that can show us how to pray correctly. Now, I want you to note a few things in this passage, but there's one thing major that we must look at. He said, when you pray, that means that it's not if you pray. He said, when you pray. So the Lord expects you to pray. He said, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do. So there are people that when they pray, they use vain repetitions. Jesus said, don't be like them. The reason many of you have struggled with prayer for years is because they've taught you prayer wrongly. You see, you hear people say things like, do it, Jesus, Lord, do it, Lord, do it, Lord, do it. You said it about 5 times. He's not deaf. Prayer is conversation. Look at John chapter 17. Jesus prayed there and gave us an example of how to pray. Nobody can pray better than Christ. Jesus was simply having a conversation with God. But many of you will feel like you have not prayed if your prayer was just conversation. You feel there has to be shaking of head. There has to be some shouting. That's not prayer. It is you just uttering word to God. The way I'm talking like this, having conversation with God. Many of you can have conversation with God. The problem is that you can't do the other thing that they are telling you to do. That gives you a sense. Did you know you can simply pray and say, Father, I'm grateful to you for today. There is this particular challenge in the church. Lord, we want you to intervene and we want it to be in such a way that your name will be glorified. Also, Father, my spouse does not know you and it is my desire that he will know you so that he does not perish. I also likewise want to pray for our children. Our desire is that they will know Jesus and worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Do you know you are praying? Do you know that's prayer? Do you know many of you can pray that way? What you can't do is that you can't pray in a way they are showing you to pray. Which is using vain repetitions, which is using many words. Look at what Jesus said. For they think that they will be heard for their many words. They are telling you if you don't pray for 10 hours, you have not prayed. Yet Jesus said you are not being heard for many words. So they give you impression that you must stay there. Pray for 5 hours. Pray for 6 hours. You see, let me tell you, there's something very simple to just check out. Go and check the preachers that are telling you to pray for 10 hours, to pray for 20 hours. Just ask yourself one simple question. Can you see Christ in their life? Prayer that does not produce Jesus in you is a fake prayer. What is the essence of all that prayer? We can't even see Jesus in you. We can't even see you preach Christ. And then you are praying for 10 hours. What is that prayer for? Please don't be deceived. This is the word of our Lord Jesus Christ. You can't pray better than him. But then there is one important issue. Jesus therefore said, he said, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need before you ask them. I'm asking myself, if the Father knows what I need, why am I then praying? Did you know that prayer is not a matter of information? Prayer is not about you informing God of something he doesn't know. God already knows what you want to talk about. The question that should immediately come to your mind, if you really understand this, is why then do we pray? God already knows. So you don't need to use many words. The reason why we pray is because we are giving God permission to intervene. Because it's not everybody that has need that wants God to intervene. It's not. That's why sometimes Jesus will ask, what do you want me to do? What do you want from me? A man is blind. Jesus is asking him, what do you want from me? He said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. I was asking myself, but Lord Jesus, why is it that you were asking this man what he wants? Is it not obvious he wants his eyes to see? He said, no. He may want money. He may be seeking breakthrough. He may be seeking for his enemies to die. What he may be praying for may be that those who made him blind should die. They should not see tomorrow. So he needs to ask, what do you want? God doesn't assume what you want. Because he knows it. But he must show you yourself what you want. When the Bible says it came to pass that God tested Abraham, God wasn't testing Abraham because God doesn't know Abraham. God was testing Abraham, one, for Abraham's sake, two, for our own sake, so that God in the end can be justified. You could see that God requested this man to give his son and he gave it. So whatever God now do to him afterwards, you can't say, God, you are an unjust God. Because you could see that the man passed the test. You failed the test and now you want to blame God. So you won't have a reason to blame God. So brethren, we are only telling God by giving him permission and say, Father, intervene. He said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We want God to enforce his will. That's what prayer is about, brethren. No? Inviting God into that situation. Because God does not override the will of man. That's why man pray. In fact, if there was no will, there would be no need for prayer. We pray because we have a will. So God does not sit down and just assume this is what you want because the need is obvious. You may want something else. I see many people, what they need in their life is to know Jesus. But what they are praying for is breakthrough. What they are praying for is for their enemy to die. But even me as a human being, I could see that what this person needs is to know Jesus. I've seen people who came to me to make complaint, to tell me the problem they are having here and there, even marital problem. By the time I finished listening to them, I realized that they don't need prayer. All they need is to know the word of God. Because what they are going through it because they don't know the word of God. They don't know what scripture has taught about the Christian life and Christian conduct, which we carry into marriage. So I just tell the person, go and be listening to messages. Go and be reading the word of God. Sometimes they feel like, ah, what kind of counsel is this? But that is what they genuinely need. But you know, some people, what they feel is that, oh, man of God, pray for me. My marriage is having trouble. So you see, we are inviting God into the situation. We are saying to God that freely of our own will, we want him to intervene. So that it will not be as if God is violating our will. Because God doesn't violate our will. So that's why we pray. So we are not praying to inform God. So don't think that you need many words. You need to convey. God knows you need to pay mortgage. God knows that subscription is going to be due. He knows about your health situation. You think God does not know that you have health challenge? You are only inviting him and giving him the permission to come into that situation and to rescue that situation. That is what you are doing. So please understand this about prayer. He knows your need before you pray. So you are only praying to invite him and give him the permission to be able to influence and see that the issue is resolved without violating your will. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.